A pastor tells about the time his young son burst into his office after the morning session at the church's preschool. "Here, Dad, this is for you," he said, as he thrust a sheet of photographs into his hand. It was the typical sheet of 6 or 8 identical student photos, enough for every relative in the family to have a picture. "These are great, son," his dad responded, reaching for the scissors so he could snip one off to keep. "No, Dad," his son stopped him, "don't cut them. I want you to have all of me." How like our Heavenly Father, thought the pastor, as he slipped the whole sheet of photos under the glass that covered his desk. How he must long to have us run into his presence and declare, "I want you to have all of me." How much joy it would bring to his heart. Not offering him 10% or one day a week or some of our talents and abilities, but because we love him so much, throwing ourselves into his arms just as a little child does. Nearly 150 years ago, hymn writer Francis Ridley Havergal penned these words, "Take my love, my Lord, I pour at its feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee." That's the kind of outpouring of love that brings joy to our Heavenly Father's heart. The psalmist wrote, "I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I seek you with all my heart." Let your commitment to the Lord rise as the spontaneous expression of your heart. I think the pastor's son said it just right. "I want you to have all of me, nothing held back."
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.